Hello and welcome to Indie Rock Weekly. Indie Rock Weekly will take a look at some of the biggest and brightest indie rock bands across the country and will give you some background on your favorite artists. Indie Rock Weekly is brought to you in part by the Podsafe Music Network and the Podfather, Adam Curry. Now, here's the host of Indie Rock Weekly, Brother J-Dub.
Hey everyone, Brother J-Dub here. Thanks for listening to this first episode of Indie Rock Weekly. Today's podcast will feature music from both the left coast and right coast of the United States, some places in between, as well as across the big pond called the Atlantic Ocean. Let's get things started today with a song that will geek out Star Wars fans across the galaxy. Out of Illinois, Dan Beam and his Invisible Friends claim to be able to write and play music that will stick in your head. Here is Dan Beam and the Invisible Three with Half as Cool as Han Solo. And by the way, Greedo did fire first.
Just say I know.
That was Dan Beam in The Invisible Three with Half as Cool as Han Solo. Next, we have a San Francisco original. Audrey Come Lately rocked its way from barroom floors to the Café du Nord and Union Square. The band released a full-length CD called Kismet in July of 2005 before disbanding. Here's ACL's hit song, Validation. Such a cool song. That was Validation from Audrey Come Lately. This next band hails from the United Kingdom and claims to have been influenced by anything and everything. Jake Blair, Nick Soudan, Mike Vernava, Kiki Dugdale, Adam Kay, and Alex Lato make up the band LATO, and here's their hit song, London Girl. Again, that song was London Girl from the band L.A.T.O. The next song on today's podcast is from Love Deficiency. Love Deficiency is the solo project of former Super High Tops frontman and songwriter Craig Dogboy Nicholson. The new style is indie, rock, punk, pop. Dogboy takes the concept solo artist to the extreme by playing every instrument and recording and producing all of his own material, much like KT Tunstall. Here's Love Deficiency's new single, Weekend Millionaire.
I'm black and blue, but baby, it's alright. When I come home, steaming drunk at night. I don't know my, I don't know my name. I don't know my name. I used to see it, but now I'm going blind. Life's a bitch and not anybody wants. Sometimes I just wish I had a gun. I don't know why I need to think as far.
Coheed and Cambria has been releasing dynamic, multifaceted albums that are as infectious as they are innovative. Their songs are packed with undeniable hooks and contemporary textures, but their sonic vistas are reminiscent of great progressive and atmospheric bands from the 60s and 70s. Let's listen now to Coheed and Cambria's A Favor House Atlantic. That was CNC's hit song, A Favor House Atlantic. Well, that wraps up this first episode of Indie Rock Weekly, and I hope you enjoyed the music. We heard songs today from LATO, Love Deficiency, Audrey Come Lately, Dan Beam and the Invisible Three, and finally Coheed and Cambria. For more information about these artists and to listen to all of their music, visit music.podshow.com. For the PodSafe Music Network and everyone else who made Indie Rock Weekly a possibility, I'm Brother J-Dub. Rock ya indie style next Monday.